下面我们要讨论的是人类在几个世纪以来不断探寻的问题，如何既安全又有效的避孕。从目前来看呢，避孕药和避孕套是人们普遍采用的方式，不过两者呢都存在着明显的缺点。现在呢，一家美国的科技公司正在研发一种无线植入式的远程遥控芯片，通过远程遥控呢打开或者关闭，从而帮助人们节育。这种新技术呢似乎可以完美的解决避孕问题。BBC News reports a contraceptive computer chip that can be controlled by remote control has been developed in Massachusetts. The chip is implanted under a woman's skin, releasing a small dose of hormone named levonorgestrel. This will happen every day for 16 years, but can be stopped at any time by using a wireless remote control. The project has been backed by Bill Gates and will be submitted for preclinical testing in the U.S. next year.And possibly go on sale by 2018.
That's amazing, isn't it? So if this lasts for 16 years, that would cover the woman, if two of them, one after the other, would cover the woman's entire fertile period of her life, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the device is quite small. It's 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters by 7 centimeters and would be...No, by 0.7 of a centimetre. It's really tiny. It'll be, they say, competitively priced. Tiny reservoirs of the hormone are stored on a 1.5 centimetre wide microchip within the device. Then a small electric charge it breaks a little seal and it makes some of the chemical...hormone come out into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
This may be a way that many people like or think is more effective. But personally, I don't feel very good about that. It seems like that making people like a robot, you know, to implant a chip inside your body. So it sounds weird.
You know, there was this method of contraception that involved a woman having a slow release...
Mm-hmm.
A contraceptive pill injected into her body, into her sort of rear end, into the soft tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasts for 5 years. And this is... but the thing was that I knew a woman that had that, and she got very fat.
Wow.
And so this is...
That's the side effect.
It's said to be one of the side effects of this kind of thing.I mean, ideally, it wouldn't be good to have a chemical being released into your body every day for 16 years, would it?
And here the report says the same technology could be used to administer other drugs. Simon Cogger, head of the surgical and interventional business at Cambridge Consultants, said that implanted technology like this faces a range of challenges and risks.
That's a good idea, using it for other chemicals, people that have all sorts of conditions as well, who need to take drugs regularly, and they might sometimes forget, particularly older people, the memory's going. This could be a way of making sure they get their medicine, but even if they forget to do it themselves, it'll still be automatically released.
Yeah, maybe for Alzheimer's and something
like
that.
Yes, I was thinking that, good idea.